Not so much beauty, but drama and division on Capitol Hill in the first congressional hearing on gun control since the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting last month. Still recovering brain injury survivor, former Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords spoke before the Senate Judiciary Committee today, about 2 years after she was gunned down in a mass shooting in Tucson, Arizona.
This is an important conversation for our children, for our communities, for Democrats and Republicans. Speaking is difficult, but I need to say something important. Violence is a big problem.
Former Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords there. From quite another perspective, before the same committee, National Rifle Association Executive Vice President Wayne LaPierre testified, saying that Americans need to hold on to their guns now more than ever.
The immediate protection for all, not just some, of our school children is what's needed, and swift, certain punishment of criminals who misuse guns, and fixing our mental health system.
Joining us from Capitol Hill is Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Todd, you witnessed these hearings. What do you make of it?
John, the first thing you make of it is the repetitious nature. We are all familiar at this point with the outlines of the gun debate in this country, the stark outlines, and you heard a lot of them reiterated in Senate hearings today. The one highlight, of course, you just played there was some brief and moving testimony from former Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, shot in the face in Tucson, Arizona. Her husband, also Space Shuttle Captain Mark Kelly, testified with a couple of lawyers and Wayne LaPierre. What you're not hearing in this debate so far are a whole lot of new ideas. There is legislation before the Congress already reinstating the 1994 assault weapons ban. That's Senator Dianne Feinstein. Banning high-capacity clips over 11 rounds. Strengthening background check laws and increasing screening of people who might have mental illness in an attempt to buy firearms. All of these things have been discussed before. The difference now is whether Sandy Hook, the tragedy there, and other tragedies around the country in Wisconsin, in Colorado, Aurora, Tucson, and other places, Oregon, will move Congress to behave differently now than they have over the last 10 years.
I mean, the question really for me, Todd, is who's the swing vote there in the House and Senate? I mean, you certainly hear in those audio clips, and we could play more, and we could probably, as you say, we could play them for hours and feel yeah. and experience the same divisions, the same arguments, the same discussions. But given that the core constituencies are firm in their belief either in gun control or in no gun control, the Second Amendment protection, that sort of thing, who in the Congress is going to swing here and move in one direction so that something might actually happen?
The swings that you're looking for, if there is going to be legislation, most realistically, John, probably on strengthening background checks, which is politically possible, or so it seems at this point, you're looking for gun control Democrats, Democrats from red states with high NRA ratings. By way of example, people like Senator Mark Warner of Virginia, with a very high NRA rating, who came out right after Sandy Hook and said he was ready to vote for gun control legislation because this is different. People like Warner, and there are a lot of them.
Manchin now, what about Republicans? Manchin in West Virginia.
Yep. Manchin in West Virginia is another one. Gabby Giffords herself, though she's no longer a member of Congress, would be one of these people. Highly NRA rated, gun owner herself, now has shifted her views, obviously, on the issue. Now, what about Republicans, you might ask? Where are the swing votes there? And this is also part of the difficulty. You're looking for any Republicans, maybe with a moderate streak, who are willing to vote for background checks. Some have said they're willing to look at the background check system, in particular in relations to acquisition of guns by people with diagnosable mental illness. Some parts of the law already keep those people from guns. It's hard to screen them, and it's hard to get them into the background check system.
Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, live from Capitol Hill, talking about the gun debate emerging in Washington, in the Senate, and the House in the wake of the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting. Very, very similar arguments, but a different outcome, perhaps.